Hi there. The word for today is be creative. In Mark 2 verse 4 it says they made an opening in the roof. Mary Engelbreit always wanted to illustrate children's books, but a school guidance counselor told her, you can't do that. Be practical. Get a degree and teach. Well, Mary started working at an art shop. Learned all she could about the business and got to know the artists who made a living by doing what they loved. Boosted by the support of her parents, she told herself, you can become an artist. Indeed, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. By refusing to let obstacles on the conventional path to success hold her back, Engelbreit went on to become a nationally recognized artist and even launched her own magazine. Proust said, and I quote, the real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but, listen to it, in having new eyes. Learn to think outside the box. And remember, inspiration comes with perspiration. Expect problems, and don't let them weaken your resolve. In the Bible, four men who couldn't get their paralyzed friend to Jesus because the crowd was so large. It says they made an opening in the roof. Climbed up, made an opening in the roof, lowered the mat with the man lying down on it. And Jesus saw their faith in action and rewarded it by healing the man. You can find your way around almost anything, any crowd, any problem, if you'll give legs to your prayers and persevere. Rebecca Bardo Jordan says, and I quote, true creativity doesn't stop at the stage of inspiration. Many wannabes have tried and failed because they failed to overcome the hindrances. The true artist sees the completed picture by faith. All of us are artists, and God has work for us to do. He encourages us to enjoy the fruit of our labor, but the true blessing comes not just in knowing we've overcome, it's when creativity validates its divine origin and brings honor to God. And that is the word for you today.